Microsoft is ready to play nice with open source software. This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2006. A new study shows that blogging continues to blow up real big, and the military is going to protect space, cyberspace. Those stories and more are coming up on this edition of PodTech News. In the markets, the Dow lost 12 points, the blame going to a Department of Labor report that showed productivity in the U.S. plateaued over the summer. And to our regular news, Microsoft will release its new Vista Windows operating system in New York City at the end of this month, but it will only be the business version, not the consumer one, which is slated for release early next year. The release date is basically an occasion for a formal party for the launch. Vista's release has been on a rocky road for months now, with speculation over its optimistic launch date, overly optimistic according to some. Along with the operating system, the company will unveil its new Office Suite and updated Exchange Server software. The world's biggest software company took another step today toward accepting that open source is here to stay. Soon, Microsoft Windows will be able to work with Linux software. For users, it means that Windows and Novell's Linux operating system will be able to run on a single machine. The announcement today came from the CEOs of Microsoft and Novell. A new internet milestone has been breached. Catherine Girardeau reports.
Free speech and commerce, the cornerstones of democracy and capitalism, also seem to be responsible for growing the internet of late. British web monitoring firm Netcraft reported today that blogs and virtual storefronts have sent the number of websites past the 100 million mark. The company said the number of websites on the internet grew from 97.9 million in October to slightly more than 101 million in November. So far in 2006, the number of websites on the internet has already grown by 27.4 million. Compare that to the 17 million sites added in all of 2005, and you'll get an idea of how many more people are climbing onto their own web soapbox or setting up virtual shop. The survey said the addition of free blogging services to web portals like Google and Microsoft have helped drive up the numbers. Blog tracking service Technorati attests to the fact that bloggers keep busy. More than 18 online journals are being updated every second. For PodTech News, I'm Catherine Girardeau in Menlo Park.
Email runs too slow on most mobile phones. Google and Java are teaming up to change that with a mobile phone version of Gmail. They're calling it Gmail for mobile. The fix will work for any phone that has Java software. It's meant to improve the speed of emailing on the go, but it will also have many of Gmail's features. The service is already available in the U.S. through Sprint, Nextel, T-Mobile, and Singular. And while BlackBerry phones and other devices already provide mobile email, Google's new offering is compelling, if only for its low price. It's a free download to Java phones from gmail.com/app. A little wrench in the gears of digital rights management today, PodTech's Michael Klinger explains.
In Spain, the case against a man accused of sharing music files online was dismissed. According to the court, the man wasn't trying to make money. That's all the judge needed to know to decide that no crime was committed. The ruling is a setback for two music distribution groups, and there will likely be an appeal. Last week in the U.S., a network administrator for a peer-to-peer file-sharing system was sentenced to 5 months in jail for copyright infringement. Michael Klinger, PodTech News.
You've heard about the militarization of space. Now it's coming to an internet near you. Michael Johnson reports.
Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn announced on Thursday that the Armed Force Division plans to set up what could become a major command aimed at safeguarding U.S. military and civilian cyberspace. Speaking at a military communications and intelligence conference, Wynn said domestic cyberspace vulnerabilities include financial networks, satellite communications, radar, and navigational jamming. The proposed command center would be based at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, famous as the U.S. operations headquarters during the combined armored offensive in Europe during World War II. The Air Force already has a space command and an air combat command and will seek funding for the cyber command in October of 2008. For PodTech News, I'm Michael Johnson.
Now it's time for the PodTech Research Fact of the Day. It's a fact because it's research. People haven't been as fast to adopt 3G phone functionality as they were expected to. A new survey from Pyramid Research says more than 60% of consumers would pay for mobile TV service. The new survey suggests that TV, which is not exactly a new technology, may be the key to finally unlocking that 3G market. Well, on a somber note, the global all-you-can-eat seafood fest for the past 6,000 years is over. A new scientific study says we've already used up one-third of the Earth's fish, and we're on our way to using up the rest. The study, in the new issue of the journal Science, is frightening, especially to the fishing industry. It suggests that continued overfishing and overharvesting of commercial fish and seafood could cause a massive drop-off in fish populations by 2050. Scientists say that the hot-button issue of global climate change also could play a role in hastening the collapse. There may be a silver lining, though. The study's authors also say that better use of the oceans and better conservation practices could reverse the trend. Well, we also found this interesting tidbit from science.com. Good news for fat mice and for people who enjoy a glass of red wine. Fat mice have seen their lifespans increase by as much as 30% thanks to resveratrol found in wine and the skin of red grapes. And get this, turn a mouse's body temperature down by half a degree genetically, and the mouse will live up to 20% longer. Will this latter technique work on people? Researchers say your body temperature is your body temperature. If you sleep with one less blanket on the bed, you might feel colder, but you won't get the same results. Let's check the Dow again. It was down 12 points at 12,018. NASDAQ was off by about a third of a point at 2334, and the S&P 500 was virtually the same at 1367. PodTech News is produced by editor-reporter Michael Klinger with help from Michael Johnson and Catherine Girardeau. I'm Jason Lopez. Stay warm.